This is the Turf Zone Podcast, your central information and news hub, bringing together professionals from turf associations across multiple states to share things to help you in your business. Brought to you in partnership with our friends at the Maryland Turfgrass Council. This episode is sponsored in part by ViSod, world-class service on demand. Visit us online at www.bysod.com. Now, let's get in the zone.
Welcome to the Turf Zone. In this episode, we feature an article titled, A New Season Comes with New Products, written by Devin Carroll and Jim Brosnan, PhD. A new season often brings new technology to the turfgrass industry, and 2020 is no exception. Six new herbicides are available to turfgrass managers in 2020, including Coastal, Cheetah Pro, Crew, Game On, Manuscript, and Vexus. These products contain active ingredients from seven mode of action groups, with several combined in prepackaged mixtures. A mode of action group indicates the physiological mechanism a herbicide uses to control weeds and can be easily identified on product labeling using the Weed Science Society of America, or WSSA, group numbering system, such as dithiopyr, the active ingredient in Dimension, belongs to WSSA group 3. These new herbicides have been researched for several years at land-grant universities, such as the University of Tennessee, to determine how they can be optimally used to control weeds of cool and warm season turfgrass while minimizing environmental impact. This article will outline attributes of these new herbicides to aid turfgrass managers considering incorporating them into their weed management programs this year. Coastal. Coastal is a new herbicide mixture from SipCam Agro that contains prodiamine in WSSA Group 3, imazoquin, WSSA Group 2, and simazine in WSSA Group 5. This mixture can be applied pre-emergence to control many grassy and broadleaf weeds, including crabgrass, annual bluegrass, and goosegrass. Coastal is labeled for use in many turfgrass systems, including golf courses, athletic fields, home lawns, and sod farms. Coastal can be applied to several turfgrass species, including Bermuda grass, zoysia grass, St. Augustine grass, and centipede grass as well. Coastal offers early post-emergence control of several weed species, particularly annual bluegrass. Depending on geography, Coastal should be applied between September 15th and May 31st at rates of 48 to 64 fluid ounces per acre. Researchers at the University of Tennessee observed 100% control of annual bluegrass 24 weeks after treatment of Coastal applied twice at 32 fluid ounces per acre. If used at an early post-emergence timing, a single application of Coastal at 60 to 64 fluid ounces per acre is recommended. Coastal can hamper spring transition of warm season turfgrasses. Therefore, use as turfgrass is emerging from dormancy is not recommended. Cheetah Pro. Cheetah Pro is a new herbicide from Nufarm that offers an alternative to glyphosate on select weeds. Cheetah Pro contains 24.5% glufosinate in WSSA Group 10, the same active ingredient in Finale. However, Finale at 11.3% glufosinate is less concentrated than Cheetah Pro, so turfgrass managers must carefully read product labeling to identify optimal Cheetah Pro application rates. As a non-selective herbicide, Cheetah Pro can be applied post-emergence to dormant Bermuda grass at rates of 24 to 82 fluid ounces per acre based on weed size and growth stage. The herbicide is labeled for control of nearly 200 weed species, including common winter annual weeds such as annual bluegrass, henbit, and common chickweed. Cheetah Pro is rainfast within 4 hours and has low soil residual, making it an excellent product for use pre-plant in landscape beds. Cheetah Pro is labeled for both commercial and residential turfgrass use. Research at the University of Tennessee has shown that herbicides containing glufosinate can control certain populations of annual bluegrass that have evolved resistance to glyphosate. Sequential applications of Cheetah Pro may be required to control certain weed species, and can be applied as early as 5 days after initial treatment. In a field trial conducted at the University of Tennessee in 2020, applications of Cheetah Pro from 56 to 82 fluid ounces per acre resulted in greater annual bluegrass control, 93 to 95%, 2 weeks after treatment than either Monument or Certainty. Crew is a new herbicide mixture from Corteva Agriscience that contains isoxaben, WSSA Group 29, and ethiopyr in WSSA Group 3. Labeled for pre-emergence control of many broadleaf and grassy weeds, including crabgrass, goosegrass, and annual bluegrass. Additionally, Crew can be used for post-emergence control of newly emerged crabgrass through the one-tiller growth stage. Crew is labeled for use in both residential and commercial areas comprised of Bermuda grass, zoysia grass, seashore paspalum, Kentucky bluegrass, perennial ryegrass, or tall fescue. However, the herbicide should not be applied to turf grass stands that have been sodded, sprigged, or reseeded until they are fully established. Additionally, turf grass managers should delay seeding or sodding areas treated with Crew until 8 to 12 weeks after application. Crew is labeled for use at 150 to 200 pounds per acre. Research conducted at the University of Tennessee in 2019 highlighted that by late August, single applications of Crew in mid-March at 150 to 200 pounds per acre controlled smooth crabgrass greater than Spectacle G or Freehand at rates of 150 pounds per acre. Game On. Another new Corteva Agriscience product, Game On, is a mixture of 2,4-D choline, fluroxypyr, and haloxifen methyl. All of these active ingredients are synthetic auxin herbicides in WSSA Group 4, with efficacy for post-emergence control of broadleaf weeds such as plantain, clover, and dandelion. Similar to Crew, Game On is labeled for use on many turf grass species, including Bermuda grass, creeping bentgrass, Kentucky bluegrass, perennial ryegrass, and tall fescue. Game On can be used on Bermuda grass, however, the height of cut must be greater than 0.5 inches, and application rate is capped at 3 pints per acre, compared to 4 pints per acre on other grasses. Game On is rainfast within 2 hours of application, and unlike other 2,4-D containing herbicide mixtures, the product is formulated to reduce odor. Turf grass managers should be advised that Game On should not be applied to Bermuda grass when breaking dormancy in the spring. Additionally, seeding areas treated with Game On should be delayed for a minimum of 3 weeks after application. Lastly, turf grass managers should be aware that the product is currently not labeled for use on residential turf. Manuscript. Manuscript is a systemic herbicide from Syngenta with the active ingredient pinoxidin in WSSA Group 1. Manuscript is a post-emergence product labeled for use on Bermuda grass and zoysia grass golf courses, home lawns, sports fields, and sod farms. On sod farms, Manuscript may be applied to St. Augustine grass. Manuscript is labeled for both broadcast and spot treatment application. However, spot treatments of 9.6 fluid ounces per 10,000 square feet applied twice or 19.2 fluid ounces per 10,000 square feet applied once are recommended for maximum weed control. Manuscript must be applied in combination with the spray surfactant Atagor. Manuscript is only effective on grassy weeds such as large and smooth crabgrass or tropical signal grass. Manuscript is a fast-acting herbicide on susceptible weeds with symptoms typically manifesting within a few days after treatment. Researchers at the University of Tennessee are actively exploring Manuscript use for control of common grassy weed species in warm season turf grass. Vexus. Vexus is a new granular herbicide from PBI Gordon that contains the acetolactate synthase inhibiting herbicide pyrimisulfan in WSSA Group 2. Vexus is labeled for post-emergence control of sedge, kalinga, rush, and select broadleaf weeds on nearly all cool and warm season turf grasses used for golf courses, athletic fields, and home lawns. Initially, Vexus will be available to turf grass managers in a 2-pound shaker can designed for spot treating individual weeds rather than broadcasting across an entire area. One shaker can supplies enough product to treat an area as large as 500 square feet. Turf grass managers must delay seeding or sodding for 3 weeks after Vexus treatment. When using the product on newly established turf grass, a 3-week delay is required as well. Unlike most granular herbicides, Vexus can be applied to wet or dry foliage, but will require irrigation or rainfall within 48 hours after application. This article was modified from a piece drafted by the same authors for publication in Sports Turf Management. For all photos and figures associated with this article, please see our show notes. And don't miss an episode. Subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also visit us at theturfzone.com.
You've been listening to The Turf Zone. Thank you to our sponsors, including BuySod, world-class service on demand. Visit us online at www.buysod.com. For more episodes of The Turf Zone, visit theturfzone.com and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app.